This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. Top stories of the hour first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba says country achieved democracy following the course directed by the leader, B.P. Kerala. Founder of Communist Party Pushpalal's Memorial Day being marked today. Top leaders of major parties vow to create investment-friendly environment in the country. ICAO removes Nepal from significant safety concern list and 10 Afghan security personnel killed in US airstrike. Now news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba said that the country has achieved democratic system following course shown by late leader B.P. Kerala. While addressing the 35th B.P. Memorial Day special program organized by the Society for Democratic Thinking, Prime Minister Deoba said B.P.'s thoughts are still relevant and practical for the prosperity of the country. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister said all the three levels of elections are imperative for the implementation of the Constitution and that the date for election of the state and federation will be announced soon. Prime Minister Deoba underlined the need of conducting all three levels of elections within the time frame stipulated by the Constitution. The election constituency Delineation Commission has been constituted only in preparations for the state and federation elections, he said, adding that the two rounds of local elections have already been held, while the third phase local election for province number 2 is due on September 18th. Nepali Congress leader Arjun Narsingh Kesi expressed concern over the growing culture of power sharing among the political parties rather than respecting the knowledge and skills of an individual while making appointments to the different high posts in the state bodies. He called on the intellectual community to give realistic suggestions based on critical truth to the rulers. Pushpalal Memorial Day is being marked today, organizing various programs. Pushpalal Shastra, the founding leader of the Communist Party of Nepal, holds a very high regard in Nepali politics, especially with the Communist parties, for his contribution to the formation of the party. He is also regarded for his contribution to different left democratic movements that happened in the country during the 20th century. Pushpalal Shastra is also credited for making Nepalis aware about the writings of Karl Marx and Frederick Engels by translating the Communist Manifesto in Nepali. CPN UML has said that it will organize various programs today to commemorate the death anniversary of late leader Pushpalal Shastra. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba has urged private sectors to invest in Nepal for its economic prosperity. Inaugurating the 14th Annual General Assembly of Nepal Industry Confederation yesterday in Kathmandu, the Prime Minister said the industrialists to take a step for bringing in foreign investment. On the occasion, former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal echoed the Prime Minister, saying there is a huge potentiality of domestic and foreign investment in Nepal. He further expressed his commitment to extend support on behalf of his party, Maoist Centre, to collaborate with private sector for Nepal's economic development. Similarly, former Prime Minister and UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has said all parties should be united to enable environment for investment of private sectors for country's development. Deputy Prime Minister B.J. Kumar Gachadhar has expressed the belief that Constituency Delineation Commission will carry out its work in autonomous and impartial manner. Talking to journalists at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, he said, since the chairperson of the commission is from Tarai Madhes, he represents the entire Madhes. The ethnic cluster should not be split in course of delineating the constituencies, Deputy Prime Minister Gachadhar said, adding that the task of determining the electoral constituencies is complex. He hoped the commission will complete its work within the given time and in a balanced way. stating that there was slim chance of the constitution amendment proposal being passed immediately. The National Democratic Forum chairman, however, indicated to the possibility of proposal being passed after the third phase of local election. Deputy Prime Minister Gachadar further stated that government is creating the congenial environment for the Rashtriya Janata Party's participation in the third phase local poll, urging the Rashtriya Janata Party to take part in the election. This news comes to you from Breed Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयाँमा त 850 MB साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party is to support the constitution amendment proposal registered at the Legislature Parliament. The party's Central Working Committee meeting that ran for 3 days from Wednesday took a decision to this effect. The meeting deciding to adjust the party organizations at all 744 local levels handed the responsibility of taking a decision on joining the government to its Central Work Execution Committee. The party concluded that its defeat in the local level election was due to inability to take the party agenda to every local unit effectively. The meeting demanded the government to print the image of Prithvi Narayan Saha, the unifier of modern Nepal, on currency notes so as to promote the feeling of national unity among the Nepalese. However, party senior leader Pasupati Samsir Rana abstained throughout the meeting. The meeting also decided to form the Religion and Cultural Council for the establishment of Nepal as a Hindu nation and for the protection of the religions like Buddhism and Kirat, which fall under what is called Omkar family of the religions. Making public the decision taken by the meeting, party chairman Kamal Thapa reiterated that party will participate in the upcoming election as a united bloc by addressing the dissatisfaction and differing views seen in the party. The International Civil Aviation Organization has removed Nepal from the list of significant safety concern. Nepal was enlisted on the significant safety concern list in July 2013. Significant safety concern validation committee meeting held on 20th July in ICAO headquarters, Montreal, decided to resolve the significant safety concern and removed Nepal from the list. During a press meet organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Sanjeev Gautam, said, though Nepal has been removed from ICAO's significant safety concern list, it is still featured in the European Union's blacklist. Gautam said efforts will be immediately initiated for removing Nepal from European Union's blacklist as well. The Chief Election Commissioner Dr. Ayodhya Prasad Yadav has said that local poll in province number 2 will take place in the slated time. In a press meet organized at Gosala of Maithri yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Adam urged not to suspect over the timely election in province number 2. On the queries of media persons regarding Rashtriya Janata Party's Nepal's participation in the election, Dr. Adam expressed confidence that party will take part in the election. A delegation from the U.S. government's Millennium Challenge Corporation, led by Regional Deputy Vice President for Europe, Asia and Pacific and Latin America, Fatema Z. Suma, met with Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba and senior government officials of Nepal to discuss final provisions of a planned MMC grant assistance. The MMC is finalizing plans for a five-year $630 million investment in the power and transportation sectors. MMC will invest up to $500 million via grant, and the Nepali government will contribute an additional $130 million. Suma said the development phase of the proposed MMC compact with the government of Nepal is entering the final stages. The compact aims to improve the availability of both electricity and control transportation cost in Nepal. After MMC selected Nepal for a smaller threshold program in December 2011, MCC and Nepal government analyzed Nepal's constraint to economic growth and jointly prepared a policy improvement program based on the result. The Millennium Challenge Corporations is an independent U.S. government agency working to reduce global poverty through economic growth. This news comes to you from Read Nepal, now on some international news. Afghan troops have been killed as U.S. planes fired on them in the southern Helmand province, the U.S. military says. We'd like to express our deepest condolences to the families affected by this unfortunate incident, it says, without detailing how many Afghan died. Helmand officials say at least 10 policemen died in the Geresk district. Afghan forces, backed by U.S. airstrikes, have been fighting Taliban militants in the area. In a statement, the U.S. military says Afghan government had been notified after the airstrike. It also promises an investigation into the incident. Three Israeli civilians have been stabbed to death in a settlement near Ramallah in occupied West Bank. Another Israeli was wounded in an attack in Halamish. The Israeli army says the attacker was shot and caught. The attack came near the end of a day of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli forces over the new security measures at the Jerusalem holy site. Meanwhile, the Palestinian officials have said three Palestinians have been killed during clashes with Israeli security forces in East Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank. Hundreds were injured in the violence after days of frictions over the Jerusalem holy site boiled over. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he was freezing all contacts with Israel amidst the unrest at the site. Now, general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the central and western region and at some places of eastern region. Kathmandu's weather report. Maximum temperature 28.8 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 20.4 degrees Celsius and relative humidity 98%. Before the end of the news, let's have the reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba says country achieved democracy following the course directed by late leader B.P. Koirala. Founder of Communist Party Puspalal's Memorial Day being marked today. Top leaders of major parties vow to create investment-friendly environment in the country. ICAO removes Nepal from significant safety concern list, and 10 Afghan security personnel killed in U.S. airstrike. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.readnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English news is at 2 p.m. Stay tuned and have a good day.